Yom chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So just a bit of background before we start, and that is that a Tful Yom is a person who has been impure and then they've gone to the mikveh to remove the impurity, but night hasn't fallen yet. It hasn't become nightfall. So they're in an in-between stage. They've been to the mikveh, but the night hasn't yet fallen. And the Torah teaches us that such a person is like in an in-between stage of impure. They're not fully pure yet. And we learn that they are impure to the second degree level. They are considered a second degree impurity. So they can do most things, but what they can't do is eat or touch truma or kodshim, sacrificial foods, or truma. Those two things they can't eat or touch. When night falls, so then they will become pure, and then they can eat or touch truma. Nightfall, in the Torah, it uses the term sunset, but because we've got this issue of the time between sunset and nightfall as being a doubtful time period, so Tful Yom would wait until it's definitely night. In other words, they would wait for three stars in order to become certainly pure, and at that point they would then be considered pure, and they would recommence eating truma or kochim. Our Mishnah, a lot of it at the beginning over here, is going to be dealing with what the laws of chibur means, joining, and that means that if there are two articles of truma or challah food connected to one another, and the Tful Yom, the person who is impure as a Tful Yom, touches one of the articles, does it convey impurity to the next article? So with that in mind, says our Mishnah, HaMechanes Chalos Almanas LaHafrish, if a person gathers up Chala, the gifts to the Kohanim that were given, which also, if touched by a Tful Yom, would become impure. So the challah that is gathered up to give to the Kohanim, and the one of the priests gathers up the challah that had been separated from all different doughs, it's dough, and he gathers them up, and he has an intention of separating them afterwards. V'nashachu, but they bite into each other. The dough starts to connect to each other, and they connect it to the extent that if you separated them, they bite, meaning pieces of one go to the other and pieces to the other go to the other. So they are quite connected, they bite. This is a machlokas. If a Tful Yom touches one of these pieces that is connected to the other piece, by Shama Emrim Chibur B'Tful Yom, the impurity will be transmitted and they both pieces of dough will be considered impure. Beis Hillel Oimrim Eino Chibur, but Beis Hillel say no, they are not considered connected, and if a Tful Yom touches one of the two pieces, the other piece will remain pure. Mikratzos Noishchos Zubzu, similarly, if slices are stuck to one another, slices of dough, the kikaros or bread, loaves, Noishchos Zubzu, are stuck to one another in the same way, Ha'oifet Chamita al gabe chamita ad shilo karmi betanur. And if one bakes pieces of batter, slices of cakes, on top of one another in an oven, and they hadn't yet formed a crust, in the oven, the kolish shel mam hamechul chiles, or if there's boiling up water, the froth on the water that is bubbling up, is that considered connected to the water that is underneath? Or a tichas grisin shel pul rishona, or the first kind of scum, he translates it as here, that rises when beans are boiled up. So the boiling up, is that considered connected to the beans underneath? Or a tichas yan chadash, or the scum of new wine? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af shel oires, even of rice. So in all of these cases that we've just listed, there's two separate parts, whether it's two things that are being cooked together but the crusts haven't formed, or there's a bubbling up of water and the bubbles, is that considered connected to the main body of water underneath? All of these cases that the Mishnah has just listed, by Shama Umrim Chibul B'Tful Yom, by Shama consider them connected, Beis Hillel Oimrim Eino Chibur, and Beis Hillel say that all of these things are not connected, and if the Tful Yom touches the bubbles or touches the top slice, in all of these cases the bottom one will remain pure. Umoidim v'sha'ar kol atumos ben kalos ben chamorus, but they agree regarding all other kinds of impurity, whether they are minor or major, And what they agree is that they are chibur. So it's only in the case of a tful yom that they argue. They do not argue in other cases of impurity being transmitted. And the reason being is that the laws of chibur are all rabbinical. According to Torah law, you wouldn't have a transmission of two joined pieces of dough as we've been describing above. This is all rabbinical. And so according to rabbinical law, they are strict in other cases of impurity, but they are not strict in the case of a tful yom. They were lenient, the rabbis, in the case of a tful yom.